All right. My candidate's getting back there. We're gonna look at some pictures. All right. Yeah. That was probably one of the best days of my life. Labor was very long. No, it's not one of the best. But I do love my little boy. Now, there's my car. After the accident, of course. I don't just drive around. Yeah, mommy fell down. Don't you like how my husband looks so great with those flowers? But I'm just lying there. Yeah. Nothing special there. Now, some of you met my dad a few weeks ago. We are sword fighting there at the rehab hospital. So he is just a kid at heart. And I'm doing stretches, I guess, and my husband just looks great. And oh my gosh, has anybody, let me just tell you, Powell's Debris, P-O-W-E-L-L, is a great place, hole in the wall, between Gainesville and Jacksonville. Once I could start eating, my dad would bring me milkshakes. Yeah, it was great. And there, you all probably can't see, but that is one of the first times I had my tracheotomy taken out of my throat. Now, Matt, you can do it in a hospital room. And that's my family, and my brother and his wife have now had 3 children, and we are on our first. And then way up in the cold Virginia. Yeah, that's our house, or our back porch, I should say. All right. So, faith makes things possible. Not easy. Isn't that the truth? Yeah. All right. Candace Brooks asked me to give a talk about my continuous recovery from my car accident. Well, I had a whole speech written on wellness or wholeness, and trying to achieve wholeness. But that speech went out the window when I had a miscarriage. Because I did not know what wholeness, I'm sorry, when all this actually was. So, I'm going to talk about my faith, and you all can take from it whenever you want, however you feel like it fits into your life. I will mainly talk about my crisis and but my miscarriage happened recently. When my car accident happened 6.5 years ago. Faith makes things possible, not easy. It's a sign I am on my wall now. Ethan Kaiser Kaufman is our 2.5-year-old little boy. My husband and I love him dearly, and he is the joy of our lives. When I think about my miscarriage, I think of how many people never get a chance to have a child, especially one as wonderful as Ethan. Now, I know, I sound like that typical proud mother. But he really is a good boy. Ask him. So I was in a terrible car accident. Since then, I've been on this journey, one that I had never expected. One that I would never want anyone else to experience. In those first several days and weeks, they were not sure whether I would live or die. And then I began the very slow process of recovery. My therapist speaks cognitive, aquatic, physical, an occupational, just to name a few, all work closely with God to help bring me out of having a traumatic brain injury. After about 4 months, I was able to eat and swallow. Eventually, I was able to speak and even walk with assistance. I thought there were a few key things that were important in my recovery. Number one, my faith. All right, it was crucial, absolutely crucial, that I had a faith instilled in me early on. My favorite verse was and probably still is Jeremiah 29:11, which is printed on your, some of it is printed on your top sheet. It's not exactly the text I have, but that's okay. It's okay that the same point. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a bright future. Well, did you see that car? Yeah. I felt like, what was God thinking? Or was he on a vacation? Because as far as I can tell, that car, it was armed. So, but remember my speech. Faith makes things possible, not easy. Oh, let me pause here and say, please feel free to ask me any questions you want to ask when it's over, when I'm done. Then let me get through this part. Number two. My friends, bless them all. They have totally helped and continue to help in this journey. I honestly believe faith has a big part to do with it. Most of them had a faith before the accident, so they knew to believe I would come out of a coma. Now, I've met some really wonderful people since the accident, and I believe faith has to do with that. They really want to know who I am, what they can do to best help me. Wonderful. Number three, my family. My cute husband here. An incredible faith. I don't know if I mentioned I had this terrible accident only 13 months after we were married. He never wavered, not even for a second. Or even after the nurses in the ER told him I might not even know who he was when and if I ever came out of the coma. Now, that is pure determination there, if you ask me. My father, some of you know my dad, was here just a week or two ago. And I don't know if you picked up on the fact that I am a daddy's little girl. I was, and I probably always will be. But I remember hearing when they came out of the emergency room and asked for Mr. Kaufman instead of Reverend Johnson. I had been to Mom Johnson for 22 years. I had only been to Mom Kaufman for 13 months. I guess I will always be Tremont Johnson in his eyes. My mom, bless her heart, she took a whole year off of teaching to be by my side. She even lived with us. Now, I want y'all to picture or just imagine having your mother or mother-in-law live with you after you had only been married 13 months. Okay, enough said. Needless to say, it was a bit stressful. But we all made it. My husband and both my parents are all great people. Number four, hope and persistence. My little boy, Ethan, is the essence of hope and persistence. He helped me to keep going, keep getting up every morning and striving to be better, wanting to gain more strength and more responsibility. Number five. My helpers, I've had some incredible helpers, some volunteer and some have been paid, but people that have done all kinds of things, that have cooked for me, Eric and Ethan, people that do some of our laundry, help with cleaning our house. People like David, who helped me to exercise, ride the bike, taught me to knit, take Ethan to and from school, just to name a few. On my best days, I am grateful to be alive. I love my husband, and I love my little boy. And I love being able to talk to people like you, people who are going into the ministry, who know that faith really does make a difference. As I said earlier, faith makes things possible, not easy. Thank you.